Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows here on this show, and we're having it with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, longtime BrainTrust member, one of our favorite folks on the planet, president of the Galen Institute, an organization. She and her organization are working so hard to try to figure out a way to get some kind of mainstream market-based solutions in the healthcare. Grace Marie, I know you worked hard on what we tried to do, but you can only create a good result. You can't make the people vote for it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And these senators were so parochial, Jim. They were the ones that were opposing it. You know, am I getting enough for Alaska? Am I getting enough for Maine? Is it full repeal of Obamacare? I mean, they were just It was awful that they put their own parochial petty needs ahead of...
Where's the statesmanship?
The country. Exactly right. Where was their sense of understanding?
Where's the leadership? And I'll tell you something. I've heard in my life, I've heard people call the Democrats the evil party and the Republicans the stupid party. And I don't know about the evil thing, but the one thing the Republican Party showed this year is that they are the stupid party.
Well, they certainly have some people who are not making smart decisions, because tens of millions of Americans, and many of probably almost everybody listening to this show today, Jim, are suffering under law, and they are
small
pleading
businesses hate
for relief.
Obamacare, Grace Marie. I polled them too many times myself. Small businesses hate Obamacare.
I know. So I've met in the last 2 days with all the people who are leading this effort, Senator Graham from South Carolina, Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, and also Senator Rick Santorum, a former senator from Pennsylvania, who's really been a spearhead behind this effort. This bill had strong life protection. It would have devolved the money that the government is currently collecting in taxes back to the state, so that they could figure out how to fix their health insurance market. They actually have decades of experience in doing this, unlike the federal government, which has shown it is completely out of its element in trying to run the health sector. It would have zeroed out the health insurance mandate for individuals and for companies. It would have cut $200 billion in taxes. I mean, to say that this was not a good bill, it was a great start, and it was a different concept. With all the other bills that Congress has considered this year, the refundable tax credit still would have been controlled by the federal government. This devolved the money down to the state, saying, you know, you could figure out how you want to distribute this money to give help to people who need help in purchasing health insurance, and more importantly, you can approve policies that actually they may want to buy instead of being forced to purchase.
Do you think these senators, these recalcitrants, do you think that they have never talked to their own constituents who told them what a nightmare Obamacare was, and who if they would listen, would tell them, look, whatever you can do, any improvement you can make, we'll take it?
So much of the debate over the several wavering senators was over their Medicaid money. Remember Medicaid, this expansion of Medicaid, the federal government paid 100% of the cost at the beginning and down to 90% forever. And they are desperately trying to save every penny of that Medicaid.
They want that money to still be managed by Washington, right?
The senators don't really care. Actually, some of the senators don't trust their states. It's awful. But they are, they want that money in perpetuity, and it's like a drug. You know, the states get hooked on this federal money, and they don't want to give it up, even when we're desperate for reform.
Well, all I can say is, as I've said many times before, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are not as good as Democrats, Because when Democrats need to get together and lock arms, they do it. They don't, nobody wanders off the reservation on the Democrat Party.
Yeah, that's right. And they penalize people. I mean, they
could McConnell not have bought some of these people off? Were they not? I mean, at least
really hard.
did they really have? I mean, at least their principles maybe were stronger than the Democrats. They couldn't actually. They not only had their position, but they couldn't be bought off.
Well, remember when Obamacare passed? They did it all. It was absolutely passed by vote. There was
That's
a Louisiana purchase. There was the Cornhusker kickback.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Connecticut con. All the different things giving states money. Yes, they were giving Alaska and Hawaii a lot more money. Their health costs are a lot higher, so you could justify it. There was more money for Maine. I mean, they figured out, okay,
and they still wouldn't do it.
Still wouldn't do it. And I
hope this hurts Collins in her run for governor whenever she does that in Maine. I hope this hurts her. And I took a segment to call out Senator McCain. You know, I gave him all the credit for his courageous service to our country, but I said, sir, your legacy is going to be based on one miserable, ignominious vote that you made.
It's just really inexplicable to me. And his very best friend in the Senate is Senator Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, how does he reconcile that?
And Senator Graham, he's traveled to Arizona several times in August.
Right.
He tried to work with him. What do you need? The Senate Finance Committee, actually, Senator McCain says, not the bill, it's that I want this to go through regular order. I want this to have committee hearings.
He's got some kind of romantic idea that the Democrats are going to work with him.
And so the Senate Finance Committee held a hearing on Tuesday.
Oh, geez.
And there's another hearing today. Senator Johnson. It still wasn't.
So he lied.
So
basically,
what does he want?
Basically, McCain lied then, is what you're saying.
Well, he got what he wanted, and he still didn't. Said he was not going to vote for it. So I don't know.
Hold on to that thought, Grace
what
Marie.
What does he want? I don't know.
Galen Institute. GALEN.org, GALEN.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.